Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The center fielder, Ted Savage. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Danny Walton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Hegan. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jerry McNerney. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ted Kubiak. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Gus Gill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Marty Patton. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Marty Patton. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ted Olander. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Leon. Batting third. The right fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Roy Foster. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jack Hydman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rich Hand. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rich Hand. And now, play ball. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper strikes out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Leon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander hits a fly ball into left field. Walton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a fly ball into center field. Savage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a fly ball into left field. Walton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a fly ball into left field. Walton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is called out on strikes. One out. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marty Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gill. The throw from Fossey and he is out, Leon applying the tag. Two outs. Marty Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a pop-up towards third. Harper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Hydeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydeman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich Hand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Patton. Hydeman moves to second. Rich Hand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hand hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 0 for 1 in the game. Uhlander hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Patton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper hits a line drive into left field. Foster picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Foster. Harper moves to second. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Harper moves to third. One out. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 0 for 1 in the game. Savage strikes out. Two outs. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0 for 1 in the game. Walton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 1 in the game. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Pinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hydeman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 0 for 1 in the game. McNerney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon fields it, throws to second for 1. And over to first, double play. Two outs. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0 for 1 in the game. Kubiak hits a pop-up towards third. Nettles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 1 in the game. Nettles hits a line drive into right field. Snyder picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Snyder. Nettles moves to second. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0-for-1 in the game. Fosse takes first base on ball 4. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. Foster hits a fly ball into center field. Savage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Nettles moves to third. One out. Jack Hydman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hydman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Harper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Hand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hand is 0-for-1 in the game. Hand strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gill hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton is 0-for-1 in the game. Patton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Pinson. Patton reaches second base with a double. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Belander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Belander is 0-for-2 in the game. Belander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-2 in the game. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan scoops it up and throws to first, with Patton covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 0-for-2 in the game. Savage hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Savage. The throw from Fosse and he is safe. Savage steals second. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Savage. The throw from Fosse and they have the runner in a rundown. Hydman applies the tag, and Savage is out. One out. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0-for-2 in the game. Walton hits a line drive towards third. Nettles reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nettles takes first base on ball 4. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fosse hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nettles moves to second. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-2 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 0-for-2 in the game. McNerney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heidman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-2 in the game. Kubiak hits a pop-up towards short. Heidman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gill takes first base on ball 4. Marty Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Patton takes first base on ball 4. Gill moves to second. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Gill moves to third. Patton moves to second. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-3 in the game. Snyder hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-0, Brewers. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Savage strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Heidman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heidman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heidman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Rollins pinch hits for Rich Hand. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins takes first base on ball 4. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rollins moves to second. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0-for-3 in the game. Olander strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-3 in the game. Leon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rollins scores. It's 4-1, Brewers. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pinson hits a pop-up towards short. Kubiak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Indians 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Fred Lasher now pitching. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0-for-3 in the game. Walton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Hershberger pinch runs for Danny Walton. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hegan. The throw from Fosse and he is safe. Hegan steals second. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 0 for 3 in the game. McNerney hits a fly ball into right field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0 for 3 in the game. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lasher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Hershberger now playing right field. Russ Snyder now playing left field. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 3 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nettles hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fosse hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 3 in the game. Foster hits a fly ball into center field. Savage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.